Thank you for holding. Is this Joe?
It is.
Hi, Joe. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I understand you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yeah, to put the reviews up on, or not the reviews, but to put us basically so when people search companies, that I'll pop up on Google search.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a Google Places placement. So I just want to let you know that's the major benefit to you in this conversation. So I'm glad that she grasps that and you both grasp that, is that we even have the position available. You notice if you do a search on Google for pest control, you know, you're going to see Hydra Pest Control and Neff Exterminating. Have you heard of those guys?
Yep, and that's what I'm trying to figure out is because I went through Google, I verified my business, did the video and all that stuff. I did that probably more than a month ago now, and I haven't heard anything back from Google, so I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, a Google verification is one thing, right? And that's just to make so that your business is verified and, like, you exist, right? You have a Google business profile where they can leave reviews and they can look you up if they want. But having you on the first page of the Google search results is different. Right, this is an optimization, so we actually have to go into the back end of that Google business profile, follow Google's algorithm that they're requesting, and then that's what's actually going to move you up to the first page of the search results. So it's still good that you started that process. It's the first thing we do with every client is we verify their listing, but obviously if you come on board with us today, you know, we'll submit a notification to Google so they know that you're doing Google Places with us, and obviously that'll accelerate your Google business profile getting verified. They don't really just jump on the regular ones where you're just kind of registering a Google business profile without doing any kind of ads or Google guarantee program. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that would be the first step. So it's good that you're doing that though, because the Google business profile will stick with you even if you end up leaving our services. Like let's say you're not on the first page 6 months from now, you're still Google verified. You still have all your reviews and everything. That's a huge credibility factor for anybody who wants to verify your company and who you are.
Okay. Yeah, the thing, like when I type in pest control company near me, like my company doesn't even pop up at all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's what this is about, right? So the only guys that are showing up right now are working with a premier Google partner like ourselves. And each one of us only gets one spot per industry, per area. So the whole purpose of us reaching out to you today is you're on a qualified candidates list for it. So we have a spot available within our company, and we're going down a list. We're just looking for one of the pest control companies to fill that spot. So once we start working with you or close out the position, whoever it may be, we close out the entire category, meaning that we can't work with anybody else in the area. The max capacity for Google Places is 3 companies. So,
okay.
Does that put things into perspective?
Yeah.
Okay. So, just to continue to put things into perspective, you know, you're in a great area for what you do. You know, in the last 30 days, and this is a 40-mile radius around Snowflake, we had 1,812 searches that fall within the pest control category. So, must be a lot of pests. Yeah. So that's a healthy number to see. Not saying you're going to get, you know, 1,812 phone calls or anything like that, right? Google doesn't Google doesn't want us to guarantee you a certain amount of clients or anything like that. However, they do confirm that 89% of searches that are done on Google don't go past the first page. So, you know, we're basically putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look before they call somebody for help. And I'm sure you could see the value in that. Yeah, absolutely. So everything we do here is month to month. We won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. We do not charge per lead or click or call for Google Places placements, okay? There are Google Ads that you might have heard of or Google Guarantee, which are pay-per-click and pay-per-lead. This particular type of placement is not pay-per-click or pay-per-lead. It's just a flat monthly rate. We list you there. The customers can call you all day long. Your bill's the same, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, looking at these other companies, it looks like the two that we have verified for Google Places right now in this area, they're both on what's called a Platinum Package Bundle. So they got a bundled service, which included like their website, Facebook ads, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. I mean, they basically have a complete online business profile hosted by their Google partner. I can get you the same package, but theirs is $5.99 month to month. I can reduce the rate by 50% as part of a new in business credit. If you wanted to come on board with us today, that'll get it down to just $2.99 on a month to month basis.
$2.99 for how long?
I would lock you in at that rate, Joe. So it'll stay $2.99 month to month as long as you're with us.
And what does that do exactly? So it puts the stuff on the thing.
Yep. You get the Google Places placement.
Facebook ads?
Yeah, you also have Facebook ads. That's correct. So there'll be a Facebook business profile and we'll run ads through it. Have you ever like done a search on another platform and then you hop on Facebook and you start seeing pop-ups of stuff that you were looking for somewhere else, or you were just talking about it and maybe like Siri on your device picked it up? So that's Facebook advertising. It's not necessarily a search ad. You'll still show for people who search for pest control in an area on Facebook, but most of the time it's just a remarketing ad. So it's a pop-up for people who have either looked up your services recently or on another platform, or maybe it got picked up through Siri, Amazon Alexa, or Google Voice.
Okay.
It's a good tool. I would say for the guys that have the package, about 20% of their clients come from the Facebook advertising.
Oh, yeah, no. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
So that, Facebook, and what else was it?
We'll actually create your custom website. So you'll get a full .com website. We'll actually purchase a domain name if you don't have one already. And then we'll develop all the content for you, and then we'll host it and have that attached to all your online listings. And then there's a popular directory submission as well. So popular directories like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, there's up to 60 that you can opt in or out of, right? It's at your own discretion if you want to have those. But the idea there is to cover all your bases and kind of be like a one-stop shop for all your online marketing and advertising needs. That way, if your business does go through a change, like let's say hypothetically you don't want to deal with larger rodents anymore, just as an example, we would actually be able to go and change that on all platforms, not just on Google. We could adjust your keywords for that. We can adjust it on all the online directories you're on your website. It would all be under one roof, and that makes it kind of seamless and stress-free for the business owner instead of you having like 20 different bills floating around. You got a website guy, you got a guy doing Facebook, guy doing Google, guy doing Bing. And that's usually why that's the most popular package for a newer company.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I've been trying to figure out how to do this and get going because it's that time of the year, everybody's needing bugs or weeds or something.
Yeah, we're coming into the peak season.
So what is it that you would need from me?
Well, if you wanted to give it a shot, so you're only committing for a month because it's a month-to-month service, so I would create your account, secure the placement, and then I would schedule a client interview. In the client interview, they're going to interview you on all your services, the service area cover, and then get a general idea on how you want your website to look. We'll get started working on everything right away. We'll get into the Google Business Profile and see what else you need in order for us to complete your verification. You've already had the PIN sent, right? The PIN sent out with the 5-digit number on the back?
I don't know. Probably not.
No.
Okay.
Don't worry. We're going to get you Google verified. So there's that process. And then there's a little form that you fill out. It tells you right on the form, since you're working with us as a Google partner, if there's any hiccups that are slowing your verification, we literally just 3-way call the Google headquarters across the street, and we'll verify your listing over the phone. So once we have all that completed, all the content, website's done, Facebook's built, then we can go ahead and launch the campaign. And then after that, it's just a matter of being responsive to the customers as they come in and try to generate as good reviews as possible. You do have an account dashboard and tracking system, so you'll be able to actually like request reviews from the customers, also monitor all the leads and clicks and calls that you're getting from the first page placement on Google.
Okay. I don't know how you are with being able to negotiate that price. If you do $250, I'll go ahead and jump on.
Ooh. If you go on our pricing page, the platinum package is actually $599, and there's usually a setup fee as well. It tells you in the fine print. They also normally ask for a 2-month verbal commitment from you. So I was able to waive the entire setup fee, cut the price in half. If you look on the pricing page, also like the cheapest package where it's just Google, like no website, no anything, it's $299. So I'm literally giving you the lowest pricing structure that we have for the best package that we have. It's worth everything.
All right, well, $299 a month, right?
Yep, it's month to month. So it's about $10 a day. And then remember, the full website's included in that. So the hosting, the purchase of your domain name. I mean, a website alone is going to cost you, you know, a whole lot more.
Well, we have a website already.
Okay.
Messed up to that, or how does that work?
Yeah, so if you already have a domain, my rep sent it to me here, heatpumpdoctor.com. You own the domain, right?
Heat pump?
Yeah, it's heatpumpdoctor.com.
Is that you're saying that's for mine?
Oh, no, never mind. This is, she sent me this from, oh, no, this
like,
is
I'm not.
This.
Mine's just Pathfinder Pest Control.
Yeah, I'm like, what the heck? No, this is an old message. I thought she sent it over to me, but it was from something earlier this morning. Okay.
Hold on, no worries. No, mine is PathfinderPestControlAZ.com.
Okay, let me look at it. Is it built or is it just a domain name?
It's built. I mean, there's some things that, like, change on it, but I have guys that are working with me to change that stuff if I need to, so I wouldn't have to.
Okay. This will do the trick. This is good. So if we do that and then we just leave all the hosting with them, like, we don't touch the site. We'll just hyperlink this to the Google Business Profile.
Yeah,
and
attach everything.
Okay, yeah, I can do $249.
Okay. Yeah, that way, that's just, all you have to do is just connect it, you know, to where they all communicate, and that's fine.
Yeah, we'll just hyperlink it, so we won't touch the site. But again, you know, if there's a major change that you do along the way, we'll just communicate with you, like, hey, you got to also change that on the website. We want that information to always match up with what's being promoted on Google, Bing, and the other platforms.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I can do $249 for you if you guys have the website taken care of, and we're not going to be touching that.
Okay, that'll work. And then how does Facebook work, or do you connect to that or no?
Yeah, Facebook ads. We actually run Facebook ads through it, but if you have a Facebook business profile, we're not going to duplicate that. So we'll actually have you give us access to it during the client interview, and then they'll go in there and run the ads, and then we can do a biweekly posting on there as well with your permissions.
Okay, when is the interview?
I was going to ask you, you know, what's your schedule look like for tomorrow?
Tomorrow, pretty busy.
Mm-hmm. Good problem.
Are you guys here in Arizona? Or are you?
No. We're in Orange County, in Southern California.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in Fountain Valley and Newport Beach. You have two locations.
Okay, I was just making sure, like, you weren't going to be like, if I said, like, later tomorrow afternoon, you're going to be like, well, later tomorrow afternoon for me is, like, 2 o'clock your time.
Yeah, I mean, we close at 4 Pacific Standard, so.
Okay.
7 to 4. We have 24/7 customer service, but the client interview would have to be done within business hours with the client interview tech.
No, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's probably not the best day, just because it's pretty packed, and I wouldn't have a time.
I wish we weren't so packed this afternoon, because these guys got like 12 to 1 lunch, 1 to 2 packed, 2 to 3. There's like an all hands company meeting, and then 3 to 4 is packed. So we're basically booked for the rest of today, or I would say today.
Okay. Well, shoot. Let's just shoot for. What times do you have available tomorrow?
We could do pretty much any time between 7 and 4 with the exception of 12 to 1. That's when they take their lunch hour.
The lunch break. That's fine.
And this is a tentative appointment with a reminder. So, like, we send you a Google Calendar invitation, and then it texts you 1 hour before. If something pops up when you receive that text, you can let us know, and we could always adjust. So if you wanted to, like, schedule it earlier in the morning and then maybe play it by ear if we have to, that's always a good route, too. I could set you up, like, 7 to 8 or 9 to 10.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. So I have an appointment in the morning. Well, let's do, you said 9 to 10. You have that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could do 9 to 10.
Let's set it for that for now. That should be able to work.
Okay. And then what's your business email so I could send you the calendar invitation? I also want to be able to send the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement with the $249 pricing structure.
Yeah, it's going to be pathfinderpestcontrol@gmail.com.
Pathfinderpestcontrol@gmail.com. Okay. Update. All right, let me go ahead and get you this slot. I'll go 9 to 10 Pacific Standard. Client interview. What's your last name, Joe?
Perkins.
Joe Perkins. P-E-R-K-I-N-S?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
We'll just do 8 to 5.
8 to 5, okay. And do you work the weekends at all, or is it just 8 to 5 Monday through Friday?
If we work weekends, we're probably going to charge them like a after-hours type fee, but we can.
Okay. I could do, like, by appointment only for Saturday and Sunday, maybe? So that way they can kind of just call, and then you guys can break the news to them about the extra fee.
Yep.
Okay.
That'll work out.
Okay. So go 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday by appointment. Okay. And you could accept cash, check, and card?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And the address that was PIN verified or that should be PIN verified is the 2637 West Pearl Lane?
Correct. That's just our. Where we run, it's just a computer basically where we schedule things.
Okay.
Nothing actually happened at the business, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I can hide it from being visible online, but I just want to make sure you could receive that PIN in the mail there.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Okay. All right, and verify. Okay, and then I'm going to go ahead and attach your website. All right, so I got the business profile created. I have the client interview scheduled. Oh, just to verify, so there's two numbers here. I know Tara had said she had spoke with your other half, I believe, and that's how she got your number. Just to confirm, the business line is going to be the number that we're currently on? The 928-2... No? Okay, so it's going to be the 3613?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so 928-368-3613 will be on the Google business profile, and then the number that we're on right now is just in case we need to get a hold of you regarding your online listing. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I won't display this one anywhere, but I just wanted to confirm.
Awesome, thank you. Yeah, I just don't want to blast my personal number out to everybody.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That's the same thing with the address. Like, you do business from home, you don't want to put the address out there either. Hey, there's a guy that makes good money over here, you know. Yeah. And then, so Joe is short for Joseph?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to confirm. Okay. All right. And then how did
my
you want
first
to...
first name?
Yeah, exactly. For your first name?
Well, first name is Myron, M-Y-R-O-N.
Oh, okay. So you just go by Joe? Is that your middle name?
Yeah. It's just what I've always been called, so...
Okay, I'm going to actually put under Myron, and then I'll put Joe Perkins.
That's fine.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that the billing information matches up and the invoice receipt, so that way you can add it to your business expenses later without any hiccups and write it off.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Go to billing. Okay, and then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $249?
How do you do it?
You can secure the first month's payment using a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
I have a Visa, I guess.
Okay, and is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Both. It's under Joseph Perkins, Pathfinder Pest, is what is the name on the card.
Okay, so no control, just Pathfinder Pest?
Yeah, it's Joseph Perkins, Pathfinder Pest, is what it says on the card.
Okay. Update. Okay, and then the billing address is the same as the street address that we're PIN verifying?
No, it's a little bit different right now because I had a partner and I bought him out. I need to go update it. But so the billing
gotcha.
Address is 101.
101.
South Main Street.
101 South Main.
That's going to be Taylor, Arizona.
Was it used to be an auto glass repair place?
No, that's my business partner. He runs that.
Okay.
So we were running it out of his business there. So we were just running two businesses out of that same place.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, so this is just for billing information. At least we're not sending the Google pin there. That would have caused a little bit of a discrepancy there. But
yeah, no.
I got
so
it.
I'll get this changed to the card of the bank, but it just hasn't been changed yet.
No worries. It'll just say only on the receipt for the billing information. It's not like it has anything to do with your online listing, so shouldn't be any problem there.
Okay. And all right. Did you skip the dip for that?
What was that?
Did you skip the dip code for that?
Yeah, I did. The 85939?
Yep, okay, cool.
All right, I'm ready for you.
You just need the numbers now?
Yes, there's 16 digits on the front. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
All right, 4601.
4601.
4940.
4940.
0084.
0084.
7533.
7533. Okay, and expiration date, month, and year?
5/27,
and then 3-digit code on the back.
156.
Okay, and I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything that you don't agree with or if you don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Pathfinder Pest Control.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Myron Joseph Perkins, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Joe, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
So we know everything you currently have that has to do with your name, address, and phone number. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add anything, give us a heads up so we could make sure that you're not like duplicating any online listings or paying for something that we're already providing for you.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, and it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's March 12th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 for a platinum package bundle. I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign, and I waived all fees affiliated with the website since you are providing your own domain and site for the campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew each month on the 12th day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $249 or $249 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It says in the fine print you can discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, that you contact us before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop the billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to process this payment. When the payment clears, you're going to get a confirmation text message. So it'll have an outline of the agreement in writing. So it'll have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. At the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off your name. You'll notice I put your name as Myron Joe Perkins. So you do have to kind of sign it that way, at least for the subscription terms. And then you're going to get another form for Google verification. I know you've already kind of ran through the ringer when it comes to Google verification, as you told me at the beginning of the call, but this will be the last time you ever have to submit any forms for Google verification. Verification form will walk you through step-by-step with information they want from you. It's usually just pictures and some basic information. If there's anything missing, it lets you know right at the bottom. If Google can't verify with the information that you've submitted, we will three-way call you with a Google representative on the line and verify your listing over the phone, as long as you check the box that it's okay for us to make that call and go that route, okay? So it'll ask you, like, yes or no, if you're okay with having us contact you with a Google rep.
Okay.
Okay, and then that will conclude the initial setup process. So I just want to verify you have both of those. They'll come text and email.
Let's see, I got the email, I think, the local Splash support.
Yep, and then the text messages, there should be one, like two text messages. They're like paragraphs long, but they'll have links in them. So there'll be a link in each one.
I see one text so far with a link in there.
Okay, and that one is terms?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the subscription terms you have to sign. The Google verification one is also an automated message, but I'm going to try to manually send it to you, so it might end up coming through twice at the end of the day, but I'd rather be safe than sorry. So you only got to fill it out once.
Fine.
Okay, so I'm going to send over manually here via email and text message. And you haggled me on the price. They're going, what the heck is this? Yeah. Christian is one of our directors on the back end. He goes, what the heck is this? $249. Where's the other $50? I'm going, it is that package, but I dropped it to $249. Let me just explain it to him, because he already has his own website and we don't need to provide hosting or domain or anything.
What does it do here?
Yeah, just let me know when those texts come through, and then we're basically good to go until the client interview tomorrow.
Well, let's see. I clicked the little sickness box. I clicked confirm.
Oh, you already signed it. Oh, yeah, so you're looking at the username and password page?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for your account dashboard and tracking system. At the end of your client interview tomorrow morning, they're going to send you a 7-minute YouTube video. It shows you how to use your tracking system, and then they'll send you the link to download the app, and they'll send you the UN and password. And then once you log in, you can change the UN and password or whatever you like. That's a good tool. You can actually download it to your phone, and that way if you're out in the field, if you're missing calls, it'll still pipeline their information, so that way you can go in there and dig it up. Probably be a better tool for the other half. For the misses, to just kind of keep track of all the leads and everything, you know? And then, but there's also call recordings in there, and like when you finish jobs, she could go punch in like the number of that client, and it'll send them a live link to your verified Google business profile and ask them about their experience and to write a review. So that'll be a good little tool to help us kind of build your reputation up while we're doing this.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of good little nifty little features that'll make your life a lot easier. That's why I was saying it's worth every penny to have the service. it's kind of hard to manage all this stuff without it, you know.
Yeah. Now I just got to get the password for the Facebook because my business partner still has all that crap and figure all that from him. And
yeah, definitely need that. But if there's any hiccups, just know we got your back. Like, worst case scenario, if we have to rebuild it or delete an old one, then, you know, we can do that. We'll just do a name, address, and phone number cleanup. But it's always preferred that we don't have any kind of duplicate listings on Facebook or any platform. That's just what Google says. You don't want something like if there's an old number on it or something that's still connected to somebody else, and then, you know, we're losing job opportunities because somebody dialed that, you know. So we want to go and clean those
discrepancies up.
Yeah. But you're all good for the initial setup here. So obviously I want to thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. We do have 24/7 customer service available to you. So if you dial the 877 number, it's attached to every text and email that you get from us moving forward. And if you hit extension 1, that'll take you to a live operator. Other than that, enjoy the rest of your day. I added your wife to the account, so she does have the ability to call in. You could share that number with her. We give her access to everything but the billing. All the starting and stopping of the campaign will have to go through you. Yeah, you're basically good to go, and then we'll circle back with you tomorrow at 9 o'clock, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Joe. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.